tolerance may be an advantage to the other because you are not hindering them from what they are wanting to do. But tolerance is not an advantage to you, because while you are being tolerant, you are still feeling negative emotion, and therefore you are not free. You are bound by the negativity you feel. Becoming an allower is an advantage to you, because as you are an allower, you are free from negativity, and you are an experiencer of joy. You have some questions for us, do you not, upon this most important topic?
I have questions. It is, to me, the most exciting topic of all of them.
It is that which you have come forth into this experience to teach. But before you can teach, you must know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've also noticed that we've had the least numbers of questions asked. Perhaps go ahead.
Ordinarily, the questions are more in the line of, someone is doing something I do not like, how can I get them to do something I do like instead? Mm-hmm. And what you will come to understand is that rather than trying to get the world all to do one thing or to do the things that you like, it is a much better plan to put yourself in the position of accepting that everyone has the right to be or do or have whatever they are wanting, and you, through the power of your thoughts, will attract unto you only that which is in harmony with you.
Yes. I didn't know that before meeting you. And so the way I used to decide what was right or wrong for me is, if I was considering an action, I would try to imagine what the whole world would be like if everyone did it. And then if it looked like a really joyous world or a comfortable world, then I'd go ahead with the action. And if it looked like a world that I didn't want to live in, if everybody was doing it, then I'd decline to do the action, so to speak. I'll give you an example. I used to like to stream fish for trout. And at first I fished like everyone else did. I caught every fish that I could. But then I guess I was a little uncomfortable doing it, and I thought, what would it be like if the whole world did that? And I realized we'd fish all these streams empty and there wouldn't be anything left for this pleasure that I'm having. So with that, then my new decision was that I wouldn't kill any of the fish. I would catch them, but I would turn them loose. In other words, I'd use a hook without a barb on it. And I'd only take the fish that someone had asked for me to bring home to eat.
Good. That which any of us have to offer that is of greatest value is the example of that which we are. Our words can add to that example, and our thoughts can add to that example, and certainly our action adds to that example. And so the key for any of us in our wanting, as you are wanting, to uplift this world is to make more clear decisions about what we are wanting to be at any point in time, and then to be that. That which you were doing in your example is in harmony with that which we are teaching now, in that once you decide what you want, then your inner being offers you emotion to help you know the appropriateness of what you are about to do. In other words, once you have decided that you are wanting to uplift this world, mm-hmm. once you have decided that you are wanting to add unto it, not take from it disproportionately, mm-hmm. then any action that you begin to make or that you anticipate making that is not in harmony with that intention would feel uncomfortable to you. You have exaggerated your wanting for the world to be a better place by imagining that everyone in the world did whatever it was you were thinking about doing,
right.
which brought forth exaggerated guidance from within. It is a good way of going about it. You are not here trying to get them all to do it. You are only using that idea of them all doing it to help you be clear about whether it is a good thing for you to do or not. And it is a good plan.
See, that worked for me. And so my fishing days were absolute spectacular joy. But I still was uncomfortable when I saw other people wasting fish and killing them just for the fun of, or whatever the reason.
Good.
So
now,
that was the, go ahead.